lowercase x, capital X, lowercase x, underscore farty butt, underscore lowercase x, capital X, lowercase x.
Oh, yes, boy. Exactly. Yo, I'm Nyaners. Let's do this, bitches.
All right. Welcome to the first podcast, guys.
Thank you for joining us. My name is Joe. I'm going to be the co-host today. And with me, as always, I have Lars.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, as well as patrons like yourself. We'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit later. Yulia, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Hi. I'm known as Nyaners on the internet. And I'm a voiceover person, arguably, and I embarrass myself online. I guess I'm most known for my covers of rap songs and videos where I say things that could be considered to be funny if you look at it in a certain way. Also, I don't know if you could tell, but I like anime. I'm an anime person.
Ah.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us. I thought that we could get to know each other a little bit with a quick series of lightning round questions, just real simple ones.
All right, I'm game.
Lightning round.
Do you like to cook?
Yes, I do. I love cooking.
What is your favorite meal to cook?
I like making, it's called like orange tofu. It's just orange chicken, but it's made with tofu instead of chicken. I like making that.
Have you ever solved a Rubik's Cube?
No, never.
Oh yeah, Joe's really into Rubik's Cubes right now. He's been posting it on the server and talking about strats and stuff. It's pretty dorky.
Lately, I've been into Rubik's Cubes.
No, that's a really good hobby.
It is.
It exercises your brain.
But I also feel like everyone has a Rubik's Cube era. Like, they have a phase, and they become, like, super dorky for, like, a month.
Well, for me, it was about 15 years ago. In high school, they were super popular. In like 2005, 2006, and that's how I learned. That's when I learned how to do it, and I took it too far. I bought a bunch
you
of them.
Took it
I
too
bought
far.
I bought a 5x5 Rubik's Cube and learned how to solve that. And so, enough about me. Let's get back to the lightning round question.
No, I think that's like very travel? Admirable. Oh, travel.
Thank you. Somebody in the chat says I can solve a 1x1.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one, bud. Joe, where can people go to tune into these episodes live, by the way?
Discord.t1podcast.com. That's a great question, Lars. Great question.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
Now, I'm sorry. We were getting a little sidetracked.
I had asked
you if you like to travel.
I like the idea of traveling. Like, I like going places, but I'm like a scared little chihuahua, and I get really freaked out about being far away from home. So I have a love-hate relationship with it.
You know, sometimes I have these dreams where I'm like in a faraway place, like 5,000 miles away, and then I realize that I have work later that day and I need to get back home, and how did I get here?
Yeah, I have that same exact thing. I frequently have dreams like that where I'm suddenly in a very faraway place. I have no idea why I'm there, and I'm just panicking and walking around in circles trying to find my way back home.
I've specifically had that dream about Florida.
Florida. That's a nightmare.
Europe and Israel.
Just Florida all over is just this okay.
This is a nightmare.
Disney World specifically.
I don't have like travel related nightmares, but I have that one. Okay, so I have the curse that it seems like 75% of the population has, where I've long since graduated college, but my brain just will just not let that happen. It seems like 5 out of 7 nights I have a test I haven't studied for.
Often, Lars?
Yeah, and it's like the most common thing, and it's like I have it, and it sucks. It's the worst.
I mean, I have that dream once in a while, but that seems often.
Yeah, I know, right?
I have dreams where I forget my locker combination. I'm just at school, and I'm like, shit, I can't get into my locker. What do I do?
It's either me failing a test dreams or like graphic sex dreams, so it's like kind of like a complete 50-50 coin flip, whether it's going to be a great night or a terrible
night. Those are odds, like opposite ends.
Hi, Lars's mom, by the way.
Oh yeah, hi mom.
Lars's mom is one of our most loyal, dedicated viewers. So
yeah, she listens to all the episodes. She's like,
I wish you guys wouldn't swear so much.
Out of the places that you have traveled to, Nyaners, where have been your favorite places that you've been?
I'm really boring. I haven't even been outside of the United States, but I guess my favorite would be Seattle, and I currently live here. I actually decided to move here after I visited, and I was like, okay, this place is cool.
Seattle is super amazing.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Seattle's dope.
Yeah. It's a
complete change of scenery. Oh my God, I hit my mic. I'm so sorry.
Oh no, we have to start over now.
The episode, yeah, it's ruined.
Shut it down. All right.
That's okay. I'll reintroduce us.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, no, everybody.
You're torturing your show.
No, I'm just.
I think we should do another clap sync, though. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Oh shit. Okay.
Good job, guys.
What do you like about Seattle?
I just love how chill it is, and there's so much stuff to do, so much natural beauty all around. I was born in Michigan, then I relocated to Indiana for a short while, and I was so tired of how flat everything is. There's barely any trees, so it was a complete change of scenery to go from that to mountain land. I'm still in awe of mountains. They're just so big, and they're just there. Every time I see them, I'm just like, wow, mountains are real. They're just out there.
Yes.
I just realized a ton of people in the chat also clapped. Thanks for that, guys. That really helps us in post.
Thank you.
Yeah, now we'll be able to line up everybody's audio. When I first got to Seattle, I was there about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now, with my family. And the first day, it was right around Christmas. The first day we got there, there was somebody just like skipping down the street wearing like an elf, like an elf Santa costume.
What?
I remember seeing that and just being like, this is okay. This is all right. I'm okay with this.
That was the spirit of Christmas.
It's alive in Seattle.
Yeah.
I actually used to live in Seattle.
Really?
Or not quite Seattle. It was like a little bit. Do you know where Port Townsend is?
Yeah.
Okay, it was pretty close to there. I'm blanking on the name. It was like a little sleepy town. It was a
little sleepy cabin town.
Yeah, I forgot what it was, but it was like one of those like literally one restaurant towns. I really like Washington State.
Me too.
What was the restaurant? Was it like a IHOP or like
Waffle House?
No, it was like a total hole in the wall, like Uncle Pokey's or something. Like just not. I mean, it was nice, I guess.
What was the name of the restaurant? I want to look it up. I want to eat there.
Joe, this is when I was like 5. Uh-huh. I have so no ask recollection. Your parents.
Ask your mom. Ask your mom.
Okay, I'll ask her later once we're done.
No,
with
ask
this.
Her right now. I'm really curious.
I don't think she would tell you the truth.
Okay, all right. I'll text her. Can you?
No,
Jim,
I'm just kidding.
Can
no,
you
don't.
Carry the show? Okay.
No, I'm just.
Chimicum. Have you ever heard of Chimicum?
What? No, I haven't.
Okay, Chimicum, Washington. Yeah, it's a sleepy little town. Lived in a little cul-de-sac.
That sounds really cute.
Yeah. I live in California myself. I think that if I didn't live in California, I would probably want to live in Washington. That's like the second coolest place, I think.
What's California like?
It's really diverse. There's like mountains, desert, beaches, really anything you can imagine.
That's one of the cool things about California is that there's not really just one answer to that. You can surf, skateboard, and snowboard in the same day if you really want to. There's
on
like
the same beach,
different areas of forest. Desert, it's a pretty cool place. It's hot as fucking balls here though right now. Jesus, like I'm just dripping. Ugh.
Oh yeah.
Oh gross.
I could not handle that.
Thanks for that visual, Lars. I'm just picturing like sweat dripping down your chest. Gross.
Nice and slick.
Oh god.
Oiled up.
Rain slick Lars. Yeah.
yeah. Wait, Lars, can you, if I play you in, can you do a character of like slick Lars? Like
hey guys, I'm Rain Slick Lars. I don't want to do this. Thanks for bringing the harmonica to the show, Joe, but I think we should move on.
Let's retire that gag for this episode. We'll bring it up in a subsequent episode.
Okay, so Yulia, I was really pleased because one of the things on this show that's kind of like important to us is a video by Big Shaq called Man's Not Hot.
Oh,
yeah. It's like
Man's Not Hot.
Yeah, it's like me and Joe's like favorite track together. Like we have our separate interests, but that we bonded over that.
It's like our song.
I was really pleased to hear that there's Nyan's not hot as well.
That's so cool. This is like a faded meeting then.
I enjoyed your version better than the original because the original was funny and I liked it a lot, but your version had something like special about it that made me go like, wow, this sounds great.
Thank you for saying that.
Of course. I'm not even exaggerating. It sounded so good to my ears to listen
to. I'm glad you think so. I had so much fun recording that.
What made you want to do that?
I've been doing this sort of thing since I was like 17, I guess, which is like 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I just like rap and hip hop and I like covering stuff because people think it's funny with someone with a voice like mine says the F word.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool.
I like how you just casually dropped that you're 67 years old. That was great.
Lord.
Someone caught that in the chat. Happy 67th birthday.
Thank you.
So, yeah, but what made you want to do that in the first, not just that song, but why rap? And why kind of like a very strange choice for how to rap?
I don't know. In middle school, I got really into rap and kind of in secret because I was one of those kids that's like, I only listen to Green Day and My Chemical Romance. But
they were good.
I just like got really into Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent because that was the stuff that was always on the radio back in the 1950s.
Yep.
And I would just memorize all the lyrics and rap it to myself. Just have a grand old time.
This is an audio podcast, by the way, guys. If you saw a picture of Yulia, you'd know she obviously looks like she'd be into gangster rap. So that's super appropriate.
I know. It's very fitting for me. I'm very tough. I'm very powerful. And I like to fight.
You really sound like it, yeah.
You better believe it.
You look very young for your age. Did you have, may I ask, did you have like Botox injections and that's why you don't... Because you look much younger than somebody of your elder.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm,
of course.
I take people's blood. People give me their blood.
Like you take it from them, like forcibly?
You don't have to answer that.
No, they voluntarily give me their blood. I ask for that blood and they give it to me.
And then what do you do with the blood?
I apply it.
You apply it? You don't drink it? You just like a little bit on the shoulders? And
I apply the blood.
You dab, you like a quarter sized amount?
Yeah, a little goes a long way.
I'm sure it does. Okay.
apparently it does. I mean, just look at you.
Yeah. I am living.
Yep.
That sounds like something a vampire would say.
Yeah, they have to clarify. Guys, I'm living. I swear.
Do you mean like you're literally alive or like, this is living? Now I'm alive.
Now this is podcasting.
I am living for this. Oh, okay. It is lit. I'm definitely breathing, and my hands are really sweaty.
I'm definitely not just an embodiment of a spirit that's channeled into this microphone, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Is that how vampires work? Are they just a spirit? I'm actually not like super familiar with how...
I think it depends on the author of whichever vampire lore you subscribe to.
Mm-hmm.
You're the expert.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't know.
Let's talk about the quarantine a little bit. Are you quarantined?
Oh, no.
The only reason I asked was because I was going to ask if you have any hobbies or skills that you're working on.
Okay, yes, but let's keep this like 5 minutes of quarantine talk, because every episode of the podcast, that's all we talk about lately.
5 minutes? I was going to keep it to like 5 seconds, Lars.
Oh, Jesus, what do you take me for? Please, yeah.
Quarantine speedrun.
Yeah, please, yeah.
In five seconds or less, since I've apparently really pissed off Lars.
But I've just been really sad inside of my room for the most part.
I'm sorry.
It's been great. But no, I actually picked up piano back in February, and I've been trying to get back into the swing of the piano things. It's been very rewarding.
Now's the time to do that, I think. People have hobbies and stuff, and they're looking to... They're just, you know, if you're just sitting around, give it a shot. You know, it's a great idea.
Is it true that you can type over 9,000 words per week?
Wait, is that true? I can't do math.
I know it's like
I don't
a
think
weird...
those are actually impressive numbers, Joe. That's pretty slow.
I know it's like it's a weird measurement, but 9,000 words. it's like a couple pages a day. It seems manageable.
How many words per minute is that?
Well,
let me calculate that. Can somebody in the
chat break it down? 9,000 words in a week. Let me see. That's
0.89 words per minute, Joe.
Oh, that's very fast.
Yeah, 0.09 words per minute. So that's like...
Is this related to like a meme on our channel, Joe, or something? Or what are you doing here?
Let's move on. Okay. Let's move on. I don't reveal my sources.
Is this lightning round?
I mean, oh, are we done with the lightning round? Or do you have any more of
now
those?
Now we are. Well, oh, do you like to read?
I do, but I struggle with my attention span. I actually have a book club on my Discord server that is managed by a good friend of mine. He's been like preparing reading material for all of us every week, and we all meet on Sunday and we discuss the material.
Cool.
Editor's note, Lars was being genuine when he said that, but he realized in post that it might have sounded sarcastic. Whoops.
And I actually haven't been able to read any of the material because I've been too distracted.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Sometimes my brain is just like, no, I do not want to sit down and read several words in sequence, mm-hmm. and you're not going to make me.
By the way, Joe, if people struggle to sit down and physically read, then we may have something for them. We should go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, actually, Lars, this is a great opportunity because if you go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast, you can choose one of your favorite books for free on us simply by signing up. And it's just a trial and you get to keep the book even if you cancel your trial. If you decide to keep the service, it's a very affordable monthly rates. And that link again is audibletrial.com/T1podcast for your free book today.
Yeah, guys, have you ever wanted to listen to Stephen Fry narrating the Sherlock canon? It's fantastic. You don't even have to physically read it. You can have Stephen Fry read it to you for free. Just go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast and get a free book.
audibletrial.com/T1podcast. What do you have to lose?
Whether you keep the service or not.
It's a free book.
Exactly.
Now you're getting it.
Now you're getting it.
Now you're getting it.
Now you're thinking with Audibles. audibletrial.com/T1podcast. Now that we've got the sponsor out of the way pretty early, we can actually devote the rest of the episode to chatting. I'm excited.
So I listened to several of your songs, including Future, Witch, Aquamarine, Water, Osaka. And you are such an amazing and talented artist. And your voice sounds so amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you listened to those. I'm so honored. My friend Thomas is most of the talent behind Magic Circuit. He composes all the songs and makes them, and I just sing over them with my with my voice.
This is not a humble podcast. Feel free to flex all you want. You don't have to be like, oh, it's all him. You can take credit where credit is due. Don't worry.
Yeah, I did everything.
Okay, there we go.
Thomas doesn't exist.
All right.
Magic Circuit is your alter ego.
you can say that. I'm just kidding. Oh my God, I'm sorry, Thomas.
So how did you end up teaming up with Thomas?
He actually approached me. He's a friend of a friend who I've known for a while, and he approached me many years ago for a collab with his other project, Melt Channel. And we did a song called Like You, but I didn't actually become friends with Thomas until a little later. And he just started working on this new thing that he wanted to call Magic Circuit. I think he was inspired by something from the Fate Stay Night series, which has something to do with, like, I think it's actually the term for when they have sex with each other and, like, give each other mana through having sex. That's what I think.
Oh, I know that position. Okay.
Yeah. You're talking about the one from that book.
Yeah. The
Sutra.
Yeah. The anime Sutra. He mostly just thinks it's a cool series of words. And it is. And he's so talented and... I love collaborating with him, and he's working on some new music right now for a new album that I'm excited to start recording for.
Ah.
Now, Thomas is short for Thomas the Tank Engine, right?
I sure hope not. I don't know how I would cope with that, to find out that Thomas was a train all along. I don't trust trains.
Well, no, just the name. It's just the name is short for that.
I don't know.
Well, I think legally speaking, Joe, if your name is Thomas the Tank Engine, you actually have to be a train. So she's on the money with that.
Oh, interesting. See, I didn't realize that exactly. Wow, Lars, thank you for clearing that up. Oh, wow.
All right.
Have you taken singing lessons or are you just naturally talented or both?
Thank you. I don't know if it really counts as singing lessons. I was in choir in middle school and I went to an arts camp in the beginning of high school called Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp, and I did choir there and I sang in a choir.
That probably counts.
And now here I am.
Speaking of singing, by the way, I'm kind of curious because I feel like with a lot of people on that we have on our show that have kind of idiosyncratic, very distinct voices, the way you're talking right now, that's how your voice naturally rests, right?
Yeah.
Like this is not an act or anything, right?
No. I wish it was. I hate talking on the phone.
Oh, I don't think anyone likes talking on the phone. Don't worry about that.
That's true.
We all hate that.
That's fair.
I do. I love to talk on the phone, actually.
Joe,
I don't know, like the
kind of guy who would like to talk on a phone, you big dork.
I'm from a different generation.
What?
From the wrong generation.
Joe, I think I'm older than you. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I know, but my parents are older than your parents. So really, I'm older than you, in a way.
Yeah, people are talking in the chat about being part of the phone anxiety gang. I'm not really like an anxious person about it. I just like, I don't like talking on the phone.
I'm anxious about not talking on the phone.
But it's like, it's 2020 and we've evolved past the need to talk on the phone. So why talk on the phone?
I was actually just thinking the other day, Lars, about how I wish that we could talk on the phone more for like me personally.
Oh, I would say if we could never talk on the phone, that'd be great. But I guess we are technically doing that right now. I don't know. It's not you. It's just, talking on the phone just feels so like VHS vinyl kind of, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Isn't that like a cool aesthetic? Isn't that what people are into right now?
Ooh, that's really interesting.
The throwback.
Yeah, isn't that what people are into right now, Lars?
That's
what are
a
you
fascinating
saying?
Idea. I wonder if there's going to be like for the next generation, they're going to be like vintage. Like, oh, we call each other on the phone. I could see that.
Yeah, I hope so. You know,
I hope not, but it could happen.
I hope so, because if we could all just, honestly, you could convey more talking on the phone than through text message.
Oh, I completely disagree.
How can you can use your, I mean, for somebody, for people like me and Yonners, where we have like a vocal inflection and, you know, I'm just kidding. I'm just like shitting on you.
Dick.
No, I'm just being a dick. But.
No, it's okay. I get it all the time. It's okay.
No, but the thing is about like when you send a text message or a Discord DM or Twitter DM or a Facebook message or anything like that, you can
Instagram.
Convey so much more.
TikTok.
Yeah, you can convey so much so quickly. You don't have to, that's Twitch. The thing. I feel like when someone calls me, they're being an
you
asshole.
Too.
Because like what they're saying is, Lars, stop what you're doing and talk to me on the phone. You know what I mean?
That's true.
No, they're saying, are you available to talk? Because you can always just not pick it up.
Yeah, but that's considered kind of rude to some people.
You know,
just pretend you're on the toilet. That's what I do.
Run over to the bathroom.
Or just pick up and be like, I'm pooping. I'll talk to you later. Yeah.
No, you run over to the bathroom as soon as they call and answer and immediately flush. That'll teach them to never call you again.
Yeah.
That's actually a great idea.
Just give them the old toilet flush. I would love that if someone did that to me.
Flush the toilet on you and then hung up?
Oh, yeah. Lars, 25 minutes.
There we go. That's it.
25 minutes. We were discussing how long it would be before we got to the poop segment.
Oh, yeah. So this is actually not intentional at all, but the truth is that for some reason on our podcast, especially when we have female guests, the topic of poop just comes up at some point. I don't know why. It's just like a thing.
It's something about...
Yeah.
It's what brings us together, I guess.
I have a very bad habit of doing that when I stream. There's like, there should be a bingo card for my streams. There's always feet talk. There's always pee pee and poo poo talk. There's always like the C talk, you know, poom, mm-hmm. The C word. Mm-hmm. We're all familiar with it.
What would it be for us, Joe? It would be like Joe floundering, Lars questioning Joe about a question. What else?
What, like our lore,
our bingo
like,
card.
Yeah, stuff going by. us yelling at ambulances. Poop. Yeah, it'll be like, hold on, guys, there's an ambulance going by. Shut the fuck up! I'm recording a podcast!
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Julia, you said that your house is like a never-ending speedway, though.
Yeah. It's a real problem. People just have really loud cars here. I don't really understand it. They just want people to hear their car. Just, like to be aware. Like, yes, you do have a car. I can hear it. And it's great. Thank you.
Are they all, like, souped up lowriders with, like, exhausts, you know?
Yes. Always.
I feel like the argument for having a loud car, if it's a motorcycle, is already weak. But if it's a car, it just shouldn't be loud at all. I like the trend towards quiet cars where they're, like, you can't even hear them at all below a certain miles per hour. That's really cool.
Yeah, I have a Prius, actually, and you can basically run someone over and they won't even know.
Because they won't even notice.
It's stealthy. It's very useful.
I like how your mind goes to murder right away. That's great.
I have a nice two-door, it's a six-cylinder EXL, top-of-the-line one with, like, leather seats, heated seats. I have, like, the sunroof. Throttle shifters. I really miss driving it. I have nowhere to go these days, honestly.
Why don't you brag more about it?
Yeah. Wow, Joe. Weird flex.
Well, I just really miss it. I just really miss my car.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, because this is technically being recorded during the quarantine.
I haven't driven it in a like aside from like once every couple weeks. I don't know. Yeah. I never go out. Well,
don't apologize to Joe for that. I mean, he could go out for a drive if he wanted to, like. You're allowed to drive, Joe. You just shouldn't be going out and
quarantine joyride.
No, I don't want to use up all my gas. It's a six cylinder.
Wow.
I actually don't know what that means.
It uses more gas than a four cylinder. That's all that.
Yeah, it's not really that helpful. Yeah. So it's kind of an empty brag.
It gives you more power, but at the expense of your fuel economy.
Also, Joe, what the fuck do you need with a lot of power? You drive to, like, the grocery store. What do you need it for?
And church.
And church. All right.
That is important.
No, I don't know. I mean, I just wanted it. I just wanted it. We could move on, though. Why don't we talk about your favorite video games?
Okay. Oh yeah. Like mine? Hey. Can we talk about Final Fantasy X? Because that's one of my favorite video games, too.
Oh my god, really?
Mm-hmm. I haven't played it, but you guys can talk about it.
That's like my favorite video game of all time. Oh,
you
my
guys
god.
Talk about it.
Okay, yeah, Joe, just shut up for a second. Okay,
right, I'll be back.
Final Fantasy X is literally the video game that inspired me to get into voice acting when I was like 8 years old. And yeah. This is great. I love it. I'm like emotionally pregnant thinking about it. Such a beautiful game.
By the way, when we were on your server earlier, people kept suggesting that you bring up that you're pregnant on the episode, and I can't tell if that was like a meme or something.
It's a meme.
Okay.
No, I feel really bad on the off chance that you thought I was actually pregnant. I'm so sorry.
Well, I wasn't sure. I asked Lars on the side. I was like, wait, is she?
Well, I mean, I was like 99.9% sure that it was a meme, but like on the off chance that like you're like, no, I'm actually pregnant. You're such a jackass. Like I wanted to just like ask, but yeah.
So you don't care about my baby? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I guess that's what I'm implying.
Wait, you said you're not really pregnant, so there is no baby.
You can't just say that to me.
I'm sorry.
It's 2020. You can't just.
I'm sorry. God, what am I thinking?
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, pregnancy is a state of mind.
Well, not really, but okay. So, let's get back to Final Fantasy X. Okay, so.
Yeah.
All right, I'll leave for a second again.
I had played Final Fantasy V and Final Fantasy VII a little bit beforehand, but Final Fantasy X is where I really got into the series. Like, the combination
too.
Of the really interesting battle system. It was like a kind of a throwback to how they used to do it, but it was like. You could manipulate the turn order and stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah, I love that. They really took a chance with the battle system, the way they did it, going back to that, like, everyone is completely still when you run in an attack, but I don't know, it just made it a lot more interesting for me. There's more strategy involved, I feel. Yeah. And that's not to say that the like ATV system is bad or anything. I also enjoy that for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like it puts you on your toes.
Yeah, and also it's kind of cool how each character, for people who don't know what we're talking about, by the way, there's a difference between the active battle system where the enemies continue to fight you whether you select something or not, or a turn-based where every character and every enemy has their own turn.
Which is the realistic way of fighting. That's how it really happens in real life.
Yeah, it's actually remarkably unrealistic, but it's still really fun. And another cool thing that they did on that one is that basically each of your characters is an archetype that's specifically used to counter a certain other enemy. Like if you have I don't remember what they're called, but the shielded enemies, you would take out Orin to attack against him. And then like if there's a flying enemy, you'd have Waka use his Blitzball. So it was like a really cool kind of setup where each of your characters was uniquely designed to focus on a certain type of enemy. So it made things very strategic, I guess.
Yeah, there is also the sphere grid system for leveling up. Mm-hmm. Instead of just like leveling up automatically, you can kind of choose a path for your characters to go down. It's kind of linear at first.
Yeah.
But towards the end game, you can kind of just go completely bonkers wild. And I love just making a character like Yuna, who uses a little dainty staff, making her super strong, and she just runs up and kills something in one hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best. I love it.
By the way, you probably know this because I hear you're like the biggest Final Fantasy X nerd, but I just learned this today that apparently before the sphere grid, the original idea was to do a tattoo grid. Did you ever hear about that?
I did not, actually. Okay. A tattoo grid.
So you know how on Jekt he has that tattoo in the middle of his chest?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about now.
Okay. So there were originally, that was actually like part of the design where in Spira you get different tattoos and it would be on like a 10 by 10 grid.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's how you'd level up your characters. Like each level you gained, you know, up to 100, you'd pick like a different perk or something like that.
That is really interesting. I
think they should do that at some point.
There's a lot of like old Final Fantasy X early development lore like that I love.
Tidus used to have black hair. It was fucked up.
Yeah, he did. And apparently they were gonna, the original concept of the game was that Tidus or Tidus, however you call him, was gonna be a plumber.
Really?
Yeah, he's gonna be a plumber, like it's fighting monsters. Yeah, Mario Tidus.
Like Mario?
Yeah. And the concept was that people in this world die automatically when they turn 17, and the original title of the game was going to be 17.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really weird to think about.
Oh, there it is in the chat, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Every single voice recording, somebody says, like, why can't I talk?
Or am I muted? Yeah, guys, you're listening live to our podcast. Thank you.
This isn't like a 100-person voice call where we can all weigh in. This is like three of us are talking. Me and Lars are the hosts, and we're interviewing Janers.
We might unmute you later for a live question.
Later, we might unmute you, and then after the show, we'll have an after party where we can all hang out.
It is hilarious how often that gets asked. I think like the last 80 episodes, someone has asked that.
Yeah, at least. Maybe every episode ever. I mean, not every episode, but yeah.
Apparently the game was originally going to be partially online, right? Like there was going to be a component of some sort.
Yeah, the play online functionality.
Yeah.
I remember they were trying to make that a thing, but they kind of just like bit off more than they could chew. They were also going to make it a lot more open world and have just like kind of like how they started doing it in, I guess, 12 and 13, have enemies just out in the overworld that you can collide with to start a battle instead of random battles.
Yeah, that's the one of the few things I disliked about Final Fantasy X is like randomly while you're walking.
Yeah, it's a real mood killer.
Mm-hmm.
Like I hate when I'm just like chilling, walking around, suddenly everything shatters.
I remember I was introducing a friend of mine to it, and I was really young at that point, and like the crash happened and he almost like shit his pants. It was really scary for kids, especially like because it was during that underwater scenario with Riku when he first made her.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
completely quiet otherwise. Then it was ridiculous, but yeah, great game. Fantastic game.
That sounds silly, but I haven't played it.
Yeah, if you played the game, you know exactly what we're talking about. I also really like the Blitzball part of it.
Yeah, I love and hate Blitzball. Mm-hmm. I grew to love it over the years. That first match that they make you do, like in the story, they just mm-hmm. force you to go up against the team that's like super badass and really good, and you're the underdog. So I guess it makes sense why it's really hard and almost impossible to beat. But maybe it's not impossible. Maybe I'm just really, really obscenely bad at the game. But it kills me every time.
I forgot what it was. Did they put you up against the Albed Sykes, or was it the Luka Goers, or who was it?
The Luka Goers.
Yeah, the best team. I remember I actually won it just by pure chance the first time. And then I realized that like everyone fails that. So I was like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And it feels bad to fail it. They make you feel bad.
It does.
It's like yeah. his last game before he retires, he's like, all right, boys, here we go. We're going to win this. And then mm-hmm. you just unceremoniously lose and everyone thinks you're a loser.
So can you describe Blitzball for those of us who are not familiar?
That's probably a good idea, yeah. Should I do yeah. it or do you want to?
You can go ahead.
Okay, so just imagine that like somehow...
Can you guys alternate one word? On, like, one of you says one word and the next person says the next word.
Underwater.
Poop.
Yeah.
Very descriptive. Actually, yeah. Maybe it would be better if Lars just explains it.
Okay. So imagine that physics are different in this video game world, and you can have like a floating sphere of water. And also imagine that human biology is different and that you can hold your breath for about 45 minutes.
Okay.
And then imagine playing soccer with a special weighted ball in that sphere.
Okay.
Except really more like water polo, I guess, because you throw it.
Yeah.
So somebody in the chat says water polo underwater. Is that pretty accurate?
You know what? That's actually a much more succinct description of it, yeah.
Yeah, submerged water polo.
Mm-hmm. Like a marble of floating...
Yeah, like a sphere.
Yeah.
Water.
It's pretty cool when you see it in the game, Joe. You should play the game.
That's cool. Now I want to play it.
Yeah.
But I don't own any consoles.
Well, you can play it on PC. It's on Steam now.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah,
maybe
it's probably
I'll check
on
out.
Sale.
Also, it's on the Switch. You said you have a Switch now, right?
Well, it's my brother's Switch, yeah.
Okay. We'll just steal it.
I have a question that I normally like to ask content creators. I just think it's really interesting.
Okay.
If you guys are ready to change the subject. I don't know if you... Did you
no,
guys want to...
No, it's fine. I can just stop talking about my favorite game.
Oh, no,
you
no,
dick,
no.
Joe.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, that's why I wanted to ask. I wanted to... No, no, keep going. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't want to monopolize the podcast with me ranting about Final Fantasy X for the 100th
time. Oh, yeah, we wouldn't want our guests to talk about something that they're interested in.
Stuff that you like. Yeah, that would be inappropriate, yeah.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask if you've ever been recognized in real life.
Do conventions count?
Sure.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been awkward every single time. I don't know how to, like, behave myself when I'm just, like, physically in front of people. So...
Okay. Just be arrogant.
Yeah, I should just, like, assert myself. I should just, like, talk down to them.
Yeah, if someone comes up to you and they're like, Yulia, I've seen all your stuff. You can just say, I bet you have. And just walk away.
Here, I know what'll help. Here, let's roleplay. I'll be somebody that recognizes you, and then you just, like, talk down to me.
Oh, okay. I'll try.
Oh, Nyaners. Isn't that you?
Yeah, well, what is it, bitch?
Yeah, what's up? What do you want?
No autographs, no autographs.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I guess I'll just be on my way. Do-do-do. That's how you should.
Is that how you walk? Do do do.
Yeah, that's what I say
when
I walk.
Yeah, he says
that's
it. Really yes, how you yes, walk. I actually narrate it. Yeah.
Sometimes I play my harmonica. I'll just.
Oh, Joe, you should have done a harmonica exit. That would have been great.
Here, well, let's redo it. We'll just fix it in post.
Okay. I'm not gonna fix that. Don't worry about it.
We'll just leave it. Just leave it. Lars, did you have any questions? I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, I have topics that I don't have like specific questions, but I do have things that we can discuss. One of them is,
you know, we Speaking of which, Lars, there's somebody that...
Joe, I like how you asked, like, do you have anything you want to talk about? And then just steamroll over me.
No, you go ahead then. You go. No, okay. You go.
So, Yulia, apparently... God damn
it. Just kidding. Go.
Okay.
You guys are like an old married couple.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're going says. For. That's like the gag. Okay, so... You are familiar with a certain other voice actor... named Connor, aka C-Dawg VA.
Yeah, he's really nice. Mm-hmm. I am not worthy.
How did you get hooked up with that?
He asked me to collab on a few videos with him, and I was a voice in some of his videos, and hopefully I didn't ruin the videos by being in them, but he was so sweet and gracious to have me on his channel.
I'm sure you didn't ruin the videos. I actually saw those. I thought you did great.
Oh, thank you.
Did you guys know each other beforehand, or was that he was just like,
"Hi, I'm C-Dawg. Let's work together."
I knew of him. Like I had seen his voice acting videos on the internet, and I was aware of his presence. He's a very good voiceover artist, I must say. He's got like one of those golden voices that I kind of wish I had. Also, I wish I had an accent like his accent. It's very good.
Well, but I also feel like if you look at yourself now in the mirror and you had C-Dawg's voice, maybe that wouldn't be so great.
I think that would be amazing, actually.
It'd be cool if you could turn it on and off, I guess.
Yeah, like a soundboard. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted something like that. Like if we ever get cyborg bodies, I just want a cyborg soundboard. That I can just press a button and make any noise I want, just like wood chipper noises or just like YouTube poop sound bites. Mm-hmm.
Can somebody in the chat work on that, please, by the end of this episode? And that way we'll be able to have that.
Yeah, please.
Someone in the chat.
If you don't do it, I'll be upset.
The chat at discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com. So how would you... I have a question. It's sort of like a topic of discussion about engaging with fans or your audience. What do you like to do to engage with you? I mean, obviously you have like a very large Discord server, first of all, but in what ways do you like to engage with your audience?
I actually recently got really into, I guess I've always streamed on Twitch, but recently I've been just like hardcore Twitch streaming. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite parts of Twitch streaming is just being able to, in real time, chat with the chat and just get to know my fans. And like when people come in and they say something nice, it brightens my day. And also just cultivating a nice community on Twitch and on the Discord server, where people can just like, I don't know, I feel like at least in the past few years, the internet's just kind of an abrasive place where I feel like people are maybe a little afraid to show any kind of like emotion and sincerity. And I don't know, just like I love having a place where people can come in and just like talk about their day and get to know each other, make friends, and feel comfy and safe.
It's really wholesome.
I actually have a question related to this, and I'm not going to say who said it because I don't want to like embarrass them or anything, but someone on our server today, they were listening to another episode of our podcast in which we talked about the importance of building a community around your content. They said it was kind of a hard pill to swallow because their natural tendency is to put something up, not tell anyone about it, and then take it down a week later. Since you have this thriving community around you, and you would be someone who has experience with building up a good brand and community around yourself. What would you say to someone who's really kind of struggling to put themselves out there?
Well, I used to struggle with that. I still do. I still feel like, what is even the point of releasing certain things that I work on? And the thing that really keeps me going that I try to focus on is whenever I make something in someone... just anyone tells me or leaves a comment saying that this improved their day even just a little bit, or like this, I was having a really hard week and this cheered me up. Just reading stuff like that makes me think maybe maybe I should just like do it for them. And even if I feel nervous or just like, what should I even do with this content? Because I just feel so like I have this perfectionist tendency to work on something so much and just like hyper analyze it, like look at it under a microscope, like, oh no, I said this wrong, this sounds really annoying, this is bad, I'm gonna scrap this.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to think about, most people aren't gonna look at it through that lens. Most people are, you can upload most things that you enjoy making and share with the world, and it'll make people happy in some way. And I feel like that's a nice thing in this bleak world.
That seems like a positive impact.
I like that idea. Like, if you have an established community around you and you put out something that you enjoyed making, they're probably going to enjoy it. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Do you ever put out content where you're like, if somebody doesn't like this, I don't want them in my community? And so they just put it out, and if they want to unfollow, like, their loss?
I guess so. I feel guilty thinking that way. Like, I struggle with thinking too much about what other people want and what they think of me. And I tend to get intimidated by those kinds of thoughts. But I guess so. Like, if I enjoyed making something and I just put my heart into it and someone just dislikes it for the sake of disliking it, then yeah, like, that's mm-hmm. not needed. Yeah. Like, you're welcome to dislike something, but...
Because sometimes... I post on TikTok, and sometimes I'll post like videos that aren't my traditional content, and I'll be like, okay, a bunch of people might not want to see this like giant spider, let's say, so, like something like that, and a bunch of them might unfollow me, and I know that going into it, and I post it anyway, and some of them do, and I'm like, but I've narrowed down my now in the future, the people who stay followed are going to be more of like a specific audience. I don't know.
Mm.
But I don't think that's the normal way to look at it.
No, I think that makes sense.
Well, I think that happens to me because I don't have necessarily a super specific niche. So I end up posting different types of it. I mean, I have somewhat of a niche, but I end up posting different types of content. And so when they collide, I think it results in some people unfollowing. I don't really care. I mean, it's usually not that many people, but about me and TikTok.
You can't please everyone, I guess, at the end of the day.
You can't please everyone.
Yeah, pleasing everyone is just a fool's errand. You might as well just focus on pleasing yourself.
Right. Yeah, completely agree. I completely agree with you there.
Yeah, self-pleasure is very important, indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. It's really part of self-care.
Mm. Yeah, it's healthy. It's a healthy mindset.
Sorry, Mom. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
So I'm still kind of not stuck on it, but I'm still kind of like focusing on that idea of putting out something that you like and then your friends will probably like it. That makes so much sense to me. I haven't really thought about it that way.
Yeah. And if it's something that people from your just like viewer base aren't really used to from you, if it's something new, like for example, I started uploading more serious covers, and most people know me for just like comedy rap cover types of stuff. Mm. And I was really worried that most people would be disappointed and be like, wow, we're the funny videos, what are you doing? You're ruining everything. But what turned out was that most of the people were like, hey, this is cool too. And and the people that didn't like it just left and went on to watch other things, and it all works out in the end.
Yeah, somebody in the chat says people who unfollow you are not real fans. It sounds like we all kind of agree with that.
Well, or maybe they are, but they were very specifically focused on like they were a fan of you for this reason. So I don't always begrudge that, but I do understand what they're talking about.
I do. I begrudge it.
No, I hate them. I think about them every night. I like have a list of everyone who has ever unfollowed me, and I just glare at it.
Or if you ever become queen of the world, those are the first ones to go.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I have sort of a random question.
Sure, but before we do that, I wanted to kind of just kind of linger on this for a second.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. No, so go ahead, Lars. Go ahead.
This kind of ties into what we were talking about before on a couple of different episodes where we talked about how usually when people follow a content creator, they're following the individual. So it doesn't necessarily matter as much what they're doing so much as it is them doing it. Do you remember that, Joe?
Yeah, with the exception that if it's just completely like not focused whatsoever, then they might be like, this isn't who I thought it was. Like, I thought you made cooking videos, but now you're doing like skateboards. I don't know. So, I mean, maybe focus a little bit, but as long as you're focused a little bit, I think it should be okay.
But I think it's okay to be eclectic too. And I think there's room for most content creators to try new things and yeah. Doesn't have to be just, you're right. You know.
You're right. I completely agree.
Like, you don't just do, like, you're a popular TikToker, Joe, and you don't just do Disney tips and stuff. Like, you do a whole bunch of different stuff as well.
You're right.
Just some food for thought, that's all.
Yeah, that is food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Joe, I think you were wanting to take a bite out of something else, though.
Oh, so yeah, speaking of food, let's take a bite out of this.
Okay.
Oh.
If YouTube and every other platform suddenly said, you know what, Nyanners is not available. We gave you the name, but it's not available anymore for, you know, with no further explanation.
Oh, she's already had to deal with this, Joe, because she can't be Nyanners on, I think it's on Twitch. So she just adds a Z at the end and it's good to go.
Yeah, but if that sound was nobody could pronounce it anymore, nobody could, like, you just can't do the sound combination because, like, we evolved to no longer have that sound, what would you change your name to? And it has to be completely original.
Completely original.
Not to put you on the spot.
Do you need some ideas?
Oh, man.
Co-host Joe might be a good one. Because
what?
I'm just kidding. hear me out. No, I'm just kidding.
Farty butt with X's around it.
XX, okay. Farty butt, XX?
Yeah, like in the MySpace days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you get that tattooed? Like on your arm?
As a tribute, yeah.
Well, I mean, you gotta have branding.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be really serious about the brand.
Gotta be really serious about XX, Farty butt, XX. Super serious, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Lowercase X, capital X, lowercase X, underscore Farty butt, underscore lowercase X, capital X, lowercase X.
Oh, yes, boy. Exactly.
Maybe with some zeros at the end.
Yeah, the zeros. You gotta have the like zeros and the O's.
You remember when we used to type in like leet speak with ones instead of exclamation points? And
maybe you guys did. I didn't do that myself.
I am 67.
Lars is a little bit more ancient than us.
I think I think of all three of us, I'm probably the most normie. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
I can sense it.
Oh, the chat is asking to ask you about your visual novel, by the way.
Oh, my visual novel. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Let's get into it.
I have this thing that I started working on as, it's just like my cross to bear. I don't even know why I've started making this, but I've just been making a video game for the past couple years or so, on and off. I'll just like work on it in bursts. I'll get flashes of inspiration, feverishly take to my computer to to type horrible words. But basically, if you don't know what a visual novel is, it's just like a book video game, essentially. It's a video game with a whole lot of reading, and I made one, and it's almost done. And I like to write a lot of graphic, horrible PP words into it. It's like an outlet. It's a creative outlet.
Is it on the Doki Doki Literature Club engine?
I don't know. What engine did Doki Doki Literature Club use?
RenPy.
Oh, RenPy. I want to port it to RenPy because I'm using Tyranno Builder right now.
Okay.
Which is like baby's first visual novel maker. Not to talk bad about it or anything. It's very useful, but doesn't really have as much functionality as RenPy.
Yeah, I've dabbled in RenPy a little bit. It's it's got a learning curve, but it's pretty straightforward. Like, if you get used to it, you could probably get used to it in a couple days, I think.
You can do so much with it.
By the way, I think Joe asked that because he is also a game developer himself. I'm going to put his game in the chat.
Oh, okay. All right. So I I made a game about the first podcast. It's called the first podcast game .powerpoint.
Oh my God, I'm downloading it.
It's a PowerPoint game. It's 7 slides.
It's a PowerPoint presentation. So
it's extremely linear. It doesn't go very long.
In this game, it's been a while since I've played it. Let me see. What do you do? You start out, we'll just do like a run through.
Oh yeah. Joe, do a speed run for us. Explain the strats.
All right. So the first slide is the first podcast game. Click to continue. So you click to continue. Mm. You choose your class. Warrior, wizard, mage, orc. If you choose warrior, it...
Why is orc a class, by the way?
I don't know. But it doesn't matter what you choose.
Oh, yeah. And no matter what you click, it literally just says it doesn't matter.
The next slide says it doesn't matter. Here are the facts. You're starting a new podcast and you need guests. You can reach out through Instagram, YouTube, or Pornhub. Which do you choose? And then there's links that go to the... You click on the links and the next slide, no matter what you choose, just says, wow, what a selection. And then it says, thanks for playing. And it has a link to our Patreon, a link to our Audio Boom, and a link to our Twitter. And that's it.
Yeah, I think the speedrun record right now is at about 45 minutes, 27 seconds. It's pretty intense.
I can beat that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Guys in the chat, feel free to download this game and try to beat our speedrun.
I'll link to it in the show notes.
It might require like 32 gigs of RAM.
People are requesting the specs. I mean, if you can run Crysis on it, you can run this game. Well, let me just put it that way.
Yeah, I programmed it in C#.
Joe, you programmed using the Unity it in engine. PowerPoint.
All right, it's a PowerPoint. Okay. I'm working on a sequel in Excel.
Oh, someone said nice reference in the chat. Thank you for catching that. So, is there anything else we should really get to before we take some live questions?
What about if somebody wanted to break into voice acting? What tips do you offer somebody who's brand new to voice acting? You know, maybe their friends have said, oh, you should really consider voice acting. And they go, oh, yeah, but where do I start?
Well, I usually tell people who are interested and know basically next to nothing about it that voice acting, most people's idea of voice acting is doing voices, like doing impressions, and that is a valid type of voice acting, but voice acting is like 90% acting, 10% voice, I would say. Mm-hmm. So I would say take acting lessons.
Okay. You're actually not the first person to say that, by the way. Like, a lot of the people we have on say, guys, you're not just doing a voice. Like,
yeah,
it is literally acting. You're just in front of a microphone instead of a camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you still have to take direction, right? You have to implement what the director wants.
It is nice because you can just be wearing your pajamas and just be sitting there acting out a very dramatic scene and no one will know.
Or, yeah, whatever you're comfortable in. Tuxedo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scuba suit. Yeah.
Okay, so we were going to go ahead and get to some live questions. And if you have one that you'd like to ask on air, go ahead and type 5 in the chat.
Changing it up today, Lars.
But okay, Kevis the Man. Let me unmute you.
Is it Kevis the Man or Kev is the Man?
Kevis the Man.
Kevis the Man.
Kevis the Man, you're unmuted.
I'm a big fan of Nianners, and she says she struggles with anxiety a lot. I just wonder, like, since I struggle with that, how do you motivate yourself to, like, do something or even, like, get out of bed?
First of all, thank you for asking that. And the biggest thing that helps me manage my anxiety is trying to remember that people will never think about you as much as you're dwelling on them and what they could be thinking about you. Like, you go to the grocery store and you're just thinking at all times, your mind is just buzzing with, oh no, what if this person thinks I'm weird? What if they're looking at what's in my cart? What if, I don't know, what if my hair looks bad? What if they think I smell bad? What if the grocery clerk person thinks I sound like the lady from the Poltergeist who's like, this house is clean, but chances are that grocery clerk person to them, you're just like one of many people they encounter every single day. You are like a face in a sea of thousands, mm-hmm. and I guarantee that they are not thinking about you. Just like, remember that. I know this sounds really, really bleak. I don't mean it in that kind of way, but you're not as important to like strangers everywhere yeah. as you think you are.
That's, yeah, that's a great thing to keep in mind. If you don't believe this, by the way, guys, go ahead and walk about your day and see how much you actually care about how someone looks, like just like a stranger and stuff. We just don't, have time to worry about that kind of stuff. If not,
that's a great point.
Yeah. I think anonymity is really something to keep in mind, because mm-hmm. these people don't know. I mean, unless you're like really famous and constantly getting recognized, nobody knows who you are. You're never going to see them again.
Also, even if someone does mentally think like, oh, that guy looks stupid, and they'll probably move on from it in about 5 seconds and never think about it again. So it's like,
yeah, I promise you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Kevis.
Thank you for coming on. Kevis the man.
We're totally not mispronouncing that.
Kevis the man. All right. Who's next?
I think it was Nutsack was next.
Nutsack.
Really?
What was their name?
Probably not Nutsack.
Oh, Nutson.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Nutson.
All right, you're on, Nutson.
Nutson, you're unmuted.
The nuts are on.
Nutson.
The nuts are on.
Who wants nuts? Nuts are on.
How?
Everyone, I have nuts.
Hi, I'm Nutson.
Hi, Nutson.
Hello.
Do you guys have any tips to start Twitch streaming? I'm trying to learn.
Download OBS.
Okay. Yeah, OBS is a good start. Also, I'm the worst person to ask about this. I am a spoiled little idiot, and most people, when they start Twitch streaming, they're starting with no audience, and they work their way up from that, and I started with an existing audience from YouTube, but I guess most of what I could tell you is, I don't know, just people like to tune into streams where the streamer is having fun and just, like, enjoying themselves. I know that's, like, a really obvious thing to say, but try not to think about, like, oh, I gotta play this new popular game that I don't really care about because it's a popular game, or I gotta be this way, I gotta be that way.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, enjoy yourself, be yourself, and...
Yeah, fun's all that matters.
Yeah, people like to see people having fun, and everyone has fun together.
Also, if you don't have anything you really want to stream, or you can't think of anything, just get two really cute cats and just play with them. It's a great strategy.
Yeah, just lay on the floor with your cats and sing the Family Guy theme to them until they fall asleep.
Evergreen. Aww. Perfect content every time. Thank you, Nutsack.
OBS is the software.
Yeah, OBS.
Okay, next up is Bob Page.
Who's up next?
Bob.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Bob Page.
Thank you.
I'm
for
a regular.
Yourself.
I'm a regular on Anna's Discord. Yeah, I can listen. So my question is, why do they call it oven when you of in the cold food, of out hot eat the food?
Why do they call it oven when you of in the cold food, of out hot eat the food? I ask myself this every day. Thank you for asking that. That was extremely profound.
Every day, really.
So, do you have like a non-meme question that you want to ask, or is that it?
Yeah, sure. So I think you have like a print or something, like a pre-raff or an impressionist, perhaps. I can't quite remember what it was. But do you have like a favorite artist at all, like either historic or contemporary?
Oh God, I have trouble picking my favorite anything. I just, whenever someone asks me, what's your favorite this or that, my mind completely shuts down and I forget everything that I have ever liked in my life.
What's one that just comes to mind?
Artist.
Maybe I can answer it while you think, and then we could, I have a quick answer.
Sure.
All right, so about 50,000 years ago, you started seeing cave art pop up by cavemen, and there was this one of a cow, and that just took such bravery to paint that cow on that cave. Whoever did that 50,000 years ago, such bravery.
It was a statement. They were really making some groundbreaking stuff back then.
It was a sign of the times. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. That's for damn certain.
For my favorite artist, I'm just like, you can use this opportunity to give a shout out to Trent at One Man Show Off on Twitter. He does really fantastic art. He's done some commissions for us. He does kind of like really stylized cartoon stuff. It looks kind of Scott Pilgrim-y.
He did a portrait of my dog. My dog. I commissioned him to draw my dog. He's great.
Joe, I'm going to go try to find that picture that he did for us. Can you stall for a second?
Okay. Sure. Well, think of your favorite right there, artist? Or should I keep stalling?
I did. I don't know if this is a cop-out answer or what, but I really love Amano, who does the art for a lot of Final Fantasy games. Just like the very expressive.
Oh, yeah, I like that kind stuff. Of looks really
wispy
cool.
Brush strokes. He does the art for all the logos for Final Fantasy games, yeah. And also just a lot of concept art that I love.
It's interesting how sometimes they're just kind of representing an idea of what the characters ultimately look like, and they might actually look mm-hmm. a little bit different, but it's just kind of conveying the concept of a character. I really like it, that art. I think it's great that they use that for all the logos and stuff. By the way, Bob, I just wanted to say, I can always tell when this is the case, you have a voice for podcasting.
He does.
Oh yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Is that just because I'm British, or?
No, you actually have like the voice timbre for it and everything. It's really good.
Yeah, you just have a very like level, authoritative sounding voice.
I didn't even notice you were British.
Your voice is pleasant to listen to, and you have a natural inflection in your voice. So it goes like up and down, and like, as you talk, some people like they just talk very monotonously, and it's not very interesting to listen to. And you know, it's.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm unfortunately a terrible speaker, but
Do you live in England?
Yes, and it's very late right now.
May I ask what part are you? Are like the new?
I don't live where I'm born. Like I live in Liverpool, and obviously I don't have a Scouse accent.
So. Okay, I was in England like a month and a half ago, and I wanted to go to Liverpool, but I only made it out as far as Manchester.
Oh, I found the art.
Manchester's very close to Liverpool.
Yeah, I know.
They're both wonderful, wonderful cities.
Oh, here's the art. Yeah, this is from Trent. He designed a cover art for us, kind of in the style of the Scott Pilgrim comics. I highly recommend getting a commission from him. He's really good.
I'm wearing a yarmulke in that one.
Yeah, it's actually representing his Jewish heritage.
That's right.
All right, anyone else? I think there were a couple more people who said they wanted to come on. DQ, you're unmuted.
Hey, guys. DQ.
Hi.
Hey. Thanks for letting me on. I've been a big fan of Neanderthals since I was basically a toddler.
Really?
Oh, so like 2 years ago?
Oh.
Ooh.
I was going to say that, but I thought it'd be too cliche.
Oh my God.
Top comedy, guys.
So at the beginning of the podcast, you said you were an anime person, and there hasn't been enough anime mm-hmm. talk. So I was wondering, is there any animes you're watching or recommend?
I'm watching a couple really cool shows this season. I finally got caught up on like seasonable, now currently airing shows. But there's one that I think is an adaptation of a manga that is from the 90s called, what's it called again? I'm about to look this up.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. It's like sing Rurouni. Something for me.
In the anime Rurouni called Kenshin. One Piece.
Yeah.
Was it The Simpsons?
Bleach. Family Guy. Hold on.
Oh, Family Guy is like... my favorite anime.
Futurama.
It's called Sing Yesterday for Me. I was trying to remember the English title, but it has a really nice, like, grounded art style. It's one of those like very slow. Kind of a slice of life style shows with a love triangle that I have. I don't know. It's kind of my guilty pleasure, as frustrating as it can be to watch.
Love triangles?
And there's also, love triangles and just like shows where there's a lot of romance and misunderstandings and the characters want to get together and they just won't get together for like 20 episodes. There's also Kakushi Goto is airing right now. It has a really cool art style, very expressive and like surreal. And it's about a single father with like a kid, and his job is a manga artist, and he makes a very like raunchy like comedy gag manga that he doesn't want his daughter to know about because she's young. And the entire show is just him going through ridiculous great lengths to hide the fact that he's a manga artist from his daughter so that she won't like be disappointed in him. And it's very cute.
All right. Thanks for coming on, DQ.
Thank you for asking your question.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm doing a little competition in the voice chat to see who can come on to give the last question. And I think I'm going to give it to Sethy Poo, because it is kind of an open-ended question. Go ahead, Sethy Poo. You're unmuted.
Hey, I'm Sethy Poo, or Seth.
Hi.
Thank you for introducing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My question was... who is your biggest voice actor inspiration or voice actress?
Oh, good question. I would say Tara Strong is my biggest inspiration. I heard her in Final Fantasy X when I was like 8 years old, and I remember going to my family computer and looking up the game and seeing who the voice actors were, and finding her and seeing that she's been in so many things, and she just has outrageous range, not just with acting, but with just like embodying different characters, and then just the way that she brings characters to life, and she's just so full of energy in every single job that she does.
She was Riku, correct?
It's really inspired me. Mm-hmm.
Mine would probably be Laura Bailey, because she played the female main character in Saints Row 3 and 4. And I realize that I will never love a woman like I love that character, so definitely Laura Bailey.
Laura Bailey is really good, too. Yeah. I love her.
Joe, you got any?
Mary of Harrington. She plays Tilly on a Disney Channel show called, Big City Greens.
All right, thanks, Sethy Poo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sethy Poo.
Do you have any tips for staying energized while performing in a voice acting setting? Do you have like an energy drink or coffee, or do you
cocaine, amphetamines? Just what do you got?
I can't take any kind of stimulant. It just destroys me. But I would say water is the biggest thing. People overlook how important water is. Mm-hmm. Just chug that stuff. Just get in there. But I'll bounce up and down. I'll just get really hyped. I'll punch the air.
Do you ever jump up and down and your like downstairs neighbors go like, hey, stop it?
And like, I've never been yelled at for that before. Like, I think they're too afraid of me, and they should be.
Do you purposely drop like bowling balls on the ground and do different things to try to make as much noise as possible, like tap dancing on the tile?
No, but it seems like that's what upstairs neighbors tend to do. Yeah. That seems to be like a common hobby.
Yeah. Joe, are you just referencing this video right here? The one from above average.
Yes. Thank you for posting it. Yeah.
There's this YouTube channel called Above Average, which did a fantastic video called Everyone's Upstairs Neighbors. And it's like an indie documentary thing where they play the upstairs neighbors as these artists. It's a fantastic. Yeah, everyone in the chat saying they've seen this, but I'll put a link to this in the show notes.
Oh, it's so funny. They're just like, you know, we take great pride in what we do. We're always,
and then they're stomping around, just like dropping bowling balls and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, it's so funny. You've got to watch this video at some point. Well, save it for later if you haven't.
Yeah, save
seen
it for
it.
After you're done with this episode. But
watch a couple. Yeah, finish this episode. Listen to a couple more episodes, and then watch that video, and then subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah. So, Yulia, speaking of closing out the episode, or finishing it, that is, could we get you to do a read of something real quick?
Okay, I'm open to it.
Okay. You can say no, by the way. I just want to put that out there.
Don't feel...
Take
a look at what it is first.
What
it's
is
not,
this, this reading? This.
I'm going to put it in the chat.
It sounds important.
It's a tradition when we have voice actors on. All right, I'm going to turn off the chat for a second so I can post this in there.
Wait, is this it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to take a moment to just take this in.
Okay. Take all the time you need. Take all the time you need.
What is happening in this image? There's clams and there's doo-doo and...
Well, it's the three shells method from
Demolition Man, the movie.
The three shells method.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the three shells method of wiping your butt.
Oh.
That's legendary.
I have a request. Can you do it in that kind of gravelly voice you were talking about on your Q&A?
A librarian who's like...
I might be misremembering it.
You mean like a GameStop employee who's just like done with life?
Yeah, that's the one. If guys in the chat, if you want her to do this though, please do the Pokeball emoji on there that I just put on. Wow.
Oh no. There's so many Pokeballs.
Yeah. It just went from one to it's like
35
pretty much. Yep. Somebody
I don't know if I can do this without laughing, but I'll try.
Oh, if you laugh, please, that's fine. This is supposed to be ridiculous.
Okay. I have to, like, put myself into a zen state of mind.
Okay.
Okay. Step one. Take two of the seashells and place them between your fingers to be used like chopsticks. Step two. Using the two seashells. I just said seashells. Are you fucking kidding me?
This is great so far.
Gently pull on feces to remove them from your posterior until bowels have been completely emptied. Step 3. Using the third seashell, scrape away any fecal remnants from your posterior. Step 4. Dispose of all three seashells in the toilet. And flush.
All right, there you go, guys.
In this picture.
Yeah, there's detailed pictures with it too. So, thank you.
It's very informative.
Yeah, it teaches you how to.
I appreciate it.
Like, if you don't have toilet paper,
thank you for being a good sport, by the way.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, that's a very topical and important thing because if you run out of toilet paper in this day and age,
and you happen
have
to have
some
three
seashells on hand,
someone in the chat says, "Why is that person in the picture completely naked?" I'm not sure.
Don't you get completely naked when you take a dump? Like, isn't that freeing?
It's like a luxury. I've said this before on the show, and I'll say it again. It's a luxury to get completely naked when you take a dump.
Oh, so there's a step zero here. Do. Okay. Step zero, yeah. Get completely naked.
Get completely naked.
Butt-ass naked.
I mean, it's awkward when you get completely naked for a pee in a public restroom.
Yeah, but if you gotta do it for comfort, man. Like, I get it.
It's a luxury, like I said.
I think we got a solid hour 30 if we want to call it here, unless you have anything else you're dying to talk about, guys.
Maybe we should do another hour and a half of just, like, poop talk.
Yeah. No. The poop segment wasn't long enough. I'm not satisfied.
Ooh. Exposed.
You've been exposed! Fake!
What if we talk about, I don't know, you know the Squatty Potty?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I gotta say, I'm a big fan.
I have never tried it, but I heard it works wonders.
It really does. I have a Squatty Potty at my house, and it is amazing. And I went to Europe. I was there for 3 weeks. I did not have access to a Squatty Potty. And I gotta say, once you get used to the Squatty Potty, it's, you know, you don't go back.
It's life-changing.
It really is. It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
I keep hearing people talk about this. I have no idea what it is.
It's
like a stool you put your feet up on. It's to correct your toilet posture because apparently, I'm not a scientist, apparently it's easier to evacuate your doo-doo chamber if you are seated in a squatted position.
Yeah, it's more
like it
of a
just
natural...
like loosens everything up. Yeah.
But I don't...
It's natural.
But I feel like this is for people who poop wrong. Like, I feel like I poop correctly already.
You poop wrong, Lars. You poop wrong and you don't even
know
it.
You're a wrong pooper.
The average American pooper poops so wrong.
But I feel like every time I do it, I'm successful already. I don't know.
Well, Stop pooping wrong, Lars.
If you need no additional help, what can I say? This isn't for you. But if the kind of pooper who's, you know... You're constantly questioning whether or not you're doing something wrong. Oh, is it supposed to be this hard?
Wait, so you guys both struggle with that? Like, you have existential crises on the toilet?
No. What? Who's having an existential crisis on the toilet? I'm saying if you're... if
me.
Well...
Jerk.
I am right now, actually.
That's okay. You know, we all have those moments. But in order to lighten the load, get yourself a nice squatty today. Okay. Squattypotty.t1podcast.com. I'm just kidding.
That's not a sponsor. Oh.
Just kidding.
Oh, by the way, Joe, speaking of which, if people wanted to wear our podcast, what's the best way to do it?
Merch.t1podcast.com. That's not merch.t1. That's merch.t1podcast.com.
Thank you for clearing that up, Joe.
What?
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I was concerned people go to Morch.
Yeah. Not Morch.t1. Merch.t1podcast.com. Merch. Where you can get a phone case. You can get a nice pillow for your neck. You can get a shirt, t-shirt to wear. We sell them in all sizes. Merch.t1podcast.com.
Also, guys, if you have 6 cents to spare today and you want to get access to bonus episodes of the podcast, as well as early listening privileges to episodes like this one, as soon as they are done being edited, as well as a funny role in the Discord, a patron-only chat where we kind of mock the plebs, and more. You can go to patreon.com/T1podcast. That's as little as $2 a month or 6 cents a day. It helps support the show.
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Mm-hmm. If you care at all about Yulia, you will go ahead and join that now.
Don't you care about me?
All right. Yulia, if you have stuff you want to shout out.
Shout out to my cats. They're really great.
Yes, I'm sure they're very nice. I'm talking about like links on the internet.
Links on the internet. I guess shout out to www.twitch.tv/neoners with a Z at the end. That's my Twitch channel where I say things into the microphone and instantly regret it every single day almost.
Okay. And how do you spell that?
It's NYANNERSZ. The Z is important.
Why is there a Z on it randomly?
Because somebody took my username on Twitch years ago because they were impersonating me to get free Steam games. And I never got the name back, so I just have a Z at the end there. It's part of my identity now.
All right.
That's who I am.
Sounds good. And what's your YouTube channel? Is just Neoners normally spelled without the Z?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So guys, go ahead and check out Yulia, aka Neoners, on YouTube and Twitch. And I think we can go ahead and wrap things up. Joe, can you take us out?
Thank you for joining us. Yulia,
thank you so much.
Oh,
for
yeah,
having
thanks
me.
For coming on the show. This was a blast.
It was an honor. Yeah. we were honored to have you on our show.
Yeah,
and
do people ever tell you that you're a lot of fun? Because you were a lot of fun on this episode. I really enjoyed it.
I'm so happy you think so. I feel a lot better. I was so worried that I was just gonna make it really awkward.
Honestly, the more awkward, the better. You were such an amazing guest, though. So funny. Such a witty banter and a lighthearted.
You're gonna make me cry.
A lighthearted pleasantness to
Joe,
you.
Joe, don't make her cry. Stop being an asshole.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry.
All right.
You know, I myself love a good cry. Maybe this is something we should have talked about, but.
Crying is great. It's very therapeutic.
Now you have a reason to come back on.
Yeah.
Down the road. Down, you know.
Yeah. Don't jump the gun, Joe.
I'm not jumping the gun.
We could talk about poop more.
Yeah. Talk about pooping and crying on the toilet.
Pooping
maybe.
And crying at the same time.
Next week, guys, we're going to be having the Amazing on the podcast, if you're familiar with his work. Joe, your tradition lately is to tell us a joke we jump off.
Okay. Shit. one time I was walking down. Let's see how this ends. One time I was walking down the street. And a man came up to me and he says, "Hey, I know you." And I said, "Oh, yeah?" He says, "Yeah, aren't you that guy that does bird imitations?" And I said, "Yeah, I do. Why? Do you want me to imitate a bird now?" "Oh, could you? Yeah, you're that famous bird artist." So I say, "Okay, so I do my bird imitation." you know, which is just I outstretch my wings and I fly away.
Wait, I don't get it.
I'm gonna cry.
Because you thought it was gonna be like I'm imitating the voice, but what I was imitating was, I actually told that joke before on this podcast. I just repurposed it for.
Oh, I guess it was so bad that I didn't remember. All right,
yeah, you didn't remember it.
Telling you I'm not hot. I'm telling you I'm not hot. The girl told me take off your jacket. I said, baby.